Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Hey, yesterday Gladys announced the road to freedom, all right? The plan, you know, and it's all centered around 80% vaccination. That's it. And she's always said that from the start. And it is looking very positive as far as we're all concerned that, hey, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. All right, yeah. We've been stuck in this tunnel for a long, long time, and there is a light up ahead. One thing that's really helped us out an awful lot, certainly here in the Illawarra, is Vax the Illawarra. We've committed to it as a community. We've all come together, and we're really getting the numbers up. Somebody that is a good friend of the show, Jeremy Lassick, he knows all the details. Jeremy, good morning.
G'day, lads. Beautiful morning before a bit of weather coming in, I think.
Yeah, that's right. Enjoy the sunshine. Soak up your vitamin D. Now, I love to hear good news. So can we start off with the good news first, Jeremy?
Yeah, the good news, as you said, Gladys talked about the roadmap. And last night, my wife and I got the roadmap out because it looks like we'll be able to go for a road trip very soon. Predictably, around the 11th of October, we hit 70% fully vaxxed. And about 2 weeks later, so we're looking towards the end of October, 80% fully vaxxed. And I guess then, I don't know if the masks come off, but the gloves come off, and we can start looking forward to the things in life that we're missing most. You know, going to the pub for a beer and a meal, a bit of live music, and the shops reopening. Gee, you know, the money's burning holes in our pocket.
I'm in dire need of an eyebrow, some womanscaping.
My brother's been cutting my hair, so I desperately need a proper haircut.
Well, you're a brave man. Well, actually, okay, that's part of the bad news is your haircut, but also what other bad news have we got?
Yeah, I guess the bad news is that Wollongong in particular is still slipping behind the state average. And mainly we're talking about the 2500-2502 postcode. So that's sort of, I guess, Wollongong Central, including Coniston, but Primby, Port Kembla, Warrawong, Berkeley, Lake Heights and Cringilla. Behind the eight ball, we need to really lift those numbers. And I guess to some extent it's not been anyone's problem. We've had vaccine challenges, but if you've been hanging out for Pfizer and now Moderna, they're coming in. In fact, they're in. Moderna's in pharmacies. So for those who have been holding off, please don't hold off any longer. We desperately need to get these numbers up. And we've now had 600 cases, more than 600 cases in 10 days in the Wollongong Shoalhaven area. That's too many, and we're also losing lives, which is tragic. So that's the bad news. We've just got to get these numbers up and get ourselves fully vaccinated and get each other safe and well, and let's start looking forward to Christmas.
Yes, cannot wait. So what's this week's focus for Vax the Illawarra campaign, Jeremy?
Yeah, this week, really, it's a couple of groups that should have been fully vaccinated by now, but for whatever reason, they haven't. So it's the most vulnerable in our community, people in the disability community and their carers and the workers in the community. 1,000 shots are landing. We started yesterday with the first round of jabs, the sleeves rolled up, and over the next 2 weeks between Wollongong and Shoalhaven, 1,000 shots in the arm for those most vulnerable people. And later in the week, the Housing Trust will start the jabs for people who are living in social housing and people who are a part of that community. So the most vulnerable, to me, probably should have been at the front of the queue, but better late than never. Let's get those shots in the arm and help these people get a safer life.
Jeremy, always great to catch up, and you've given us all the very latest that's going on with Vax the Illawarra. For the details, vaxtheillawarra.com.au. Good on you, mate. We'll catch up with you again very soon.
Fantastic. Good to talk, lads.
And what about the numbers here? Wingicarabee, so the Southern Highlands, 90% on their first dose, 90% for Kiama, 88% for Shoalhaven. Then Shell Harbour and Wollongong lagging a little bit behind, just scraping through into the 80s. So for all the details, vaxtheillawarra.com.au.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Road to lockdown. Okay, we heard about this yesterday from Gladys. The road to recovery, potentially down the line. She even mentioned that international flights could start kicking off again.
We could
start visiting the rest of the world if
it's funny you mention that. I've got a girlfriend who's just got herself another job with Virgin Airlines. She's doing domestic now. But they've already been told she's on the international list. So they've said
she's on the right list.
Well, she was an international hostie, but now she's, they've said, you're ready to go again.
Like Christmas time, after Christmas?
How good.
Freedom.
Things are starting. I was chatting to my mother in Ireland. I chat to her every single day.
Yeah,
and
you do.
She was saying, would you ever consider coming back to Ireland? And look, I'll be totally honest with you. I love Australia. I love going back to Ireland, but I could never see
it. It's a holiday.
Yeah, you know, Australia's become home and we absolutely adore it here. So, you know, and it's always...
So is mum trying to make you come back
home? No, she was just asked. She asked every now and then. And it is one of
those... She'd love you home. That would be the ultimate
Of course
for her.
She would love me home. You know, who wouldn't love to have me at home?
Eileen's struggling, let me tell you.
Eileen said to me out to work, get out, get out.
Yeah.
But I always bring up the same thing every time when Mam brings up this. I go, well, it's very hard because if you move over to another country, you're kind of starting again and you got to make new contacts. And she said, well, there's good news. There's jobs available in Ireland at the moment.
Oh,
that may suit you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, John.
Oh, good. What have they got? What type of work?
All right. Well, Duffy's Circus. Okay, now they're a big circus in Ireland. Mm. They're currently looking for clowns. All right.
Oh, this is perfect.
Did your mum legit suggest that job for you?
Look, I think she was joking around, but she did send me the ad. She sent me the ad for, you know, I think she was having a bit of a laugh, but they're looking for clowns. She obviously thought when it comes to clowns, my son Damien, he's the biggest clown I know.
That's right. She's listening to the show online and she's thinking, you're dealing with a circus every morning, so that's not much different.
But, I mean, look, I don't have any experience with being a clown at all. I wouldn't know what's involved. What I do find interesting about this ad... if you've got clown music in the background...
No, you're right. You keep going.
What
clown
I do
boy.
Find that really interesting about this particular ad for a clown is... the only prerequisite for the job is you have to be hilarious.
Oh.
You have, it says, must be hilarious.
And
no old jokes, must be funny.
So hang on. Your mum's clearly not listening to the show then.
Traffic. Take a walk around the block at the new house. Mr. Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Damien and Jade's Topic Train is coming. Damien and Jade's Topic Train. Topic Train.
Hey, if you're new to Wave FM, then this one's a good one for you. Topic Train, we take big news stories that are around at the moment. We flip them on their head.
Sometimes not so big.
Sometimes not really big. including this one, New South Wales Road to COVID Freedom. Gladdy B, she released it yesterday, saying once 80% of the eligible population is vaccinated, we can expect a little bit more freedom, including up to having 10 guests in your home.
Yeah, nice.
There's so many other great freedoms. Community sport is going to be back after it was all canned now, and that's it. We can't fit it all in by the end of the year.
Go Jed.
I wasn't sure. Well, Straney had his hand up to talk, so I'm like, okay, I'll just wait. I was just going to say that we'll be able to go to outdoor venues, so live music. Hopefully, Damien will be up and running.
Live music, 75%, that's what they're aiming towards. That's a start.
All of that aside, I want to ask you, what is the first thing you're going to do when you get out of lockdown? God.
Me, pick me. I already know what I'm going to do. I'm going to put my kids into lockdown, a.k.a. childcare of some description, and I'm going to book in to Zen Hair. Got to get my hair done. I don't know if you can see my hair, but I'm like Cruella de Vil at the moment. I've got like this streak of grey. Mm. And then Coco Chai Kiama, I'm booking in to get my eyebrows done because they're like two dead caterpillars on my head.
Well,
it's been months.
You know, if the cat fits.
They don't look that big. I mean, gee, I've seen bigger eyebrows.
But they look more like geckos.
They've even got names. That's Louie and that's Fuzzy. But I reckon there are so many of my girlfriends are in the same boat, because things like, you know, eyebrow shaping and hair dyeing and stuff like that, you can't do that yourself. Well, you can, but it's not going to end well.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm doing. What about you, Damien? What's one of the first things you're going to do out of lockdown?
I'm just going to have people over to the house, have a barbecue, have a couple of drinks, and just you know, back to the basics. But I mean, I'd love to go traveling and all that other stuff. But
that's going
to
come.
Initially, I just want to have people over.
Yeah,
you know, catch up with old mates.
The simple catch up and a barbecue.
That'll do the trick for me.
Exactly. This is a big one. Time to get excited. Okay. If you're a fan of Bubble-O Bill's, the iconic Aussie ice cream that we all had when we were kids at school, remember? The kids at school, the first thing you do, Bubble-O Bill, because you were allowed to have chewing gum because it was in the nose.
Yep.
And well, from today, we're going to be able to pick up, check this out, a 4-pack of Bubble-O Bill's. They are back, baby. Yep, able to pick up a 4-pack.
This is one of those big stories that we deal with, isn't it?
It's one of the big news stories.
It's groundbreaking. This is life-changing.
That's one of those ones.
That's why Topic Train is hitting the hard-hitting
issues. Four of the four bills are now available in 1-pack.
Exactly right. Hey, listen, I want to ask you both, Jade, Damien, what was your go-to ice cream as a kid? Do you remember?
Well, you know what? Mine was the Bubble-O Bill.
Really?
Yeah. So at Jamboree, we used to love the Bubble-O Bill. And when I was growing up, it was only like 60 cents. Mm. So if we washed the car, we'd get enough money to get a Bubble-O Bill each. Mm. And I loved it because, like you said, it was the ice cream that kept giving. You ate the ice cream and then you chewed on the bubble gum for the rest of the day.
Mm. Simple pleasures.
We used to blow bubbles,
Damien,
and pop each
you?
Other's bubbles.
Oh, pop each other's bubbles. For me, you know what? It was when I was a kid, we had a thing called a brunch, which was kind of like a gay time. So that would have been my go-to.
Oh, gay time.
But the ultimate ice cream was a Viennetta.
Oh,
have you ever seen a Viennetta?
Oh,
do we have that?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, we have Viennetta.
Yeah.
In Ireland, it was like a special occasion.
If the Viennetta came out, everyone went, look, the Viennetta.
Oh, my God. It was like, oh, gee, we really splash out. This is full on.
Yeah. Mm. It was birthdays only in our house. You'd get the Viennetta.
Yeah. Oh, that was us.
That's it.
And actually, you know, maybe if you were bad all year round, you didn't get it on your birthday. And you knew. You were like, oh, jeez, I didn't get the Viennetta.
When they pull out the
no-frills.
You got the
no-frills
Neapolitana. No, that's right. That's what you had. That's what you had every other night, isn't it? Someone would always eat the chocolate first.
And I just turned the ice cream into a pizza. I don't know how I did that.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
The best ways in lockdown to entertain the kids. What do you do?
Well, entertaining the kids or killing time with the kids. I love this one. Lauren is after writing saying that they've just got a dog in lockdown. Mm-hmm. And that little puppy is just wild, goes crazy, and keeps the kids entertained for hours and hours. That's an awesome idea.
That is great. I wish you could hire a dog. Could you hire a dog for lockdown and just have it for a day or two?
Remember that Christmas saying? Dogs are not just for lockdown.
Pets for life.
All right. So it's Jenna also says that she likes to go to the bike track, brings the kids to the bike track while she goes and does her running and her gym and the whole lot. So there you go. I mean, good idea as well.
That's a great idea.
A lot of people saying here they've just discarded the whole idea of having limitations on mobile phone usage to just say, just go for your life. All right.
Sometimes it's easier, isn't it? Here's the iPad. See you at 4 o'clock.
95% of comments on our Facebook page said that.
just
that's how we're killing time.
Go with it.
Yeah, we're going to go to North Coromandel too. Belinda is online.
Oh, Belinda, tell us what's your secret. What's your hack to killing time in lockdown?
Well, we do lots of different things. We're very similar to all of you guys. We walk the dogs twice a day, the poor darlings. They're not going to love us once lockdown's over. Everything else like that. Similar to Damo, have lots and lots of games nights and that sort of thing. But my daughter is actually special needs. So one of the things that we do for her is she has a weighted pet animal, like it's a fluffy toy thing, and her name is Dakota, and we have a day in the life of Dakota. So what I do, my daughter's downstairs on her Zoom session with her group and everything else like that, and I'll whiz upstairs, and this week she's had a really bad headache, so she's had a little packet of Panadol next to her and a glass of water. Earlier this week also, she's been out on a glamorous night out, so she's worn some of my jewellery and that sort of thing. So, yeah, we do a lot of different things. They've also just doing an online course in animal care to look after our two little therapy dogs. So she's so she does a lot of different things.
And I'm exhausted just listening to them all.
Mate, she's got. I like the life and the getting this stuff done. Well, that's kind of like Elf on the Shelf, but it's just for lockdown. So it's like,
great idea. I love it. Belinda, you've got us all covered. You've given us a million different ideas, which is great.
Elf in the Shelf, and the alternative. What would you call that? The lockdown clown.
Lockdown clown.
Dog in a kettle. There you go. Yeah. Could take off, although we're coming out of lockdown. We missed that opportunity to make that as a toy.
Oh, no, we'll do it for next lockdown, all right? Let's make sure we patent it before then.
Come on, guys. Yes, it will be.